This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Kimire with the news. The headlines first. First meeting of the newly elected House of Representatives called for this afternoon. Nepal urges Portugal to address legal challenges faced by Nepali nationals living there. And oil prices spike and stocks fall as US President Donald Trump's speech fails to reassure markets. Now the news in detail. The first session of the newly elected House of Representatives is beginning today. In fact, the first meeting is starting in a short while. The House of Representatives comes into being following the elections held on the 5th of March. A meeting of the House of Representatives has been called for this afternoon at 2 in the multipurpose room of the under-construction Federal Parliament building in Singha Darbar. President Ramchandra Pawril had called a session of both houses of the Federal Parliament for today on the recommendation of the Council of Ministers. Spokesperson of the Parliament Secretariat, Ikram Giri, said that all preparations, including physical, security, technical and human resources, have been completed for the conduction of the Parliament session. High-profile leaders of the major political parties will be addressing the Parliament today. Radio Nepal will live broadcast the session. Minister for Foreign Affairs, Cecil Canal, held a telephone conversation with Portugal's Minister of State and Foreign Affairs, Paulo Rangel, to strengthen bilateral ties and address concerns affecting Nepali nationals in Portugal. During the session, Minister Canal drew attention to the situation of over 2,000 Nepali nationals in Portugal who are currently facing procedural and legal complications. These issues stem from the fake stamps allegedly affixed to otherwise genuine documents, particularly police clearance certificates reportedly attested by the embassies of both countries in New Delhi. He urged his Portuguese counterpart to reconsider their status and adopt a fair and compassionate approach. Minister Rangel acknowledged the valuable contribution of the Nepali community to Portugal's economy and society. He assured that the matter would be positively taken up with the relevant authorities, with an emphasis on a humane review of the affected cases. Extending his congratulations, Minister Rangel also conveyed his best wishes to Minister Canal on assuming office, expressing confidence in his successful tenure. The ambassador of Saudi Arabia to Nepal, Fahad bin Munaykhir, paid a courtesy call on Vice President Ramsaya Prasad Yadav at the Vice President's office in Loinchur. During the meeting, Vice President Yadav congratulated the ambassador on his appointment and highlighted the Nepal-Saudi relations established in 1977 and said that they have remained rooted in friendship, goodwill and mutual cooperation. He stressed the need for high-level exchanges to further strengthen ties, recalling the recent visit of Saudi Foreign Minister Faisal bin Farhan Al Saud to Nepal. Birthamot in Thapa district is set to host the Kosi Bengal Cultural and Tourism Festival on the 7th and 8th of April. The event aims to promote the cultural and tourism heritage and the potential of Kosi province and India's West Bengal state. According to the District Tourism Office, Chapa, the event will be held at Birthamot City Centre and will feature 18 stalls from Nepal and 12 stalls from India. These stalls will showcase local cuisine, handicrafts, tourism packages and relevant services. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 2pm English News Bulletin. Now on to some international updates. Global oil prices have surged and Asian stock markets have fallen following a speech by US President Donald Trump that failed to reassure investors about the ongoing conflict. According to the BBC, in an early Asian trading, the price of Brent crude, the global oil benchmark, rose by 5% to $106 a barrel. Markets reacted as the speech offered no clear sign that the war is nearing an end. President Trump repeated his earlier timeline of 2 to 3 weeks, but did not provide details on how the conflict would be resolved. His warning of strong military action against Iran is no deal if no deal is reached has added to market concerns. The key shipping route, the Strait of Hormuz, remains disrupted. About 20% of the world's oil supply normally passes through this route, making it critical for global energy markets. The NASA has successfully launched its Artemis II spacecraft, marking the first crewed mission towards the moon in more than 50 years. According to the BBC, the spacecraft is now orbiting Earth after a powerful liftoff from Florida. Astronaut Reid Wiseman said they are going for all humanity just before the launch. The takeoff was described as spectacular, with observers saying the force of the rocket could be physically felt from the ground. The crew will remain in Earth's orbit for about 24 hours while carrying out safety and system checks. If everything goes as planned, the mission will then proceed on a path around the moon. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today, according to the Meteorological Forecasting Division. The weather will be partly cloudy over the hilly and Himalayan region, while the weather will remain mainly fair over the Terai region. There is a possibility of light rainfall and snowfall accompanied by thunder and lightning at one or two places of the Himalayan region of Kosi, Bagmati, Gandaki, Karnali and Sudarpashchim provinces, and at one or two places of the hilly region of Gandaki province. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. But before wrapping up the headlines once again. First meeting of the newly elected House of Representatives called for this afternoon. Nepal urges Portugal to address legal challenges faced by Nepali nationals living there. And oil prices spike and stocks fall as US President Donald Trump's speech fails to reassure markets. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can also listen to us online at our website www.radionepalonline.com. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.